possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, we got three random questions. Okay, all hell's breaking loose with the other stuff. We'll get to the other stuff in a minute. No Soto in the Mets lineup and maybe some trade stuff coming down here. All right, three random questions is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Number one, if someone invites you to a party and says no gifts, do you bring gifts?
I would still probably bring a bottle of wine or, you know, depending upon the occasion. I'm just not used to coming.
They said no gifts. I get an invite.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean I have to listen.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
I don't like coming empty-handed.
I know, but if they say specifically no gifts, because I was having this fight with my, I think it was my mother, actually. It's one of my friends. Well, actually, I can't even get into it. It's supposed to be a surprise party.
Okay, keep it on the wraps here. Just realize, geez, God almighty. Okay. Yeah. And you were told by somebody not to bring anything, basically.
Yes. They said flat out, no gifts.
From his wife? His wife said this?
From the invitation.
I mean, is this one of your best buddies?
Oh, I can't say because.
Okay.
No, it's not one of my best buddies.
Yeah, he doesn't really know him. He said.
Yeah, like, it's actually, this is just totally random. This is a Hoff thing. I have nothing to do with it. I did not get invited. By the way, I don't even know if I can make it. There's stuff going on. Schedule's busy.
Yeah, I can't make it. Is what I'm trying to say.
But either way, if someone,
you're not coming at
if
the
a
end,
random
bro.
Someone says no gifts,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's a tough thing.
It's not tough. I'm saying you don't come empty-handed. Yeah, you're Italian. You should know this.
All right, but you bring it. It's not like I'm inviting you over for dinner. Or saying don't bring anything, you bring a bottle
of wine.
Bring
a bottle of wine, bottle of scotch.
All right, so like if you have, and you did have your 50th birthday party.
Right before we started working,
correct.
Otherwise you would have been there. Hoff was there, Teak was there, yeah.
Did you say no gifts?
No, I want as much as I can get, man. Are you crazy? You know how much that cost me? Rent out that country club. Right. I had a cigar roll. My wife had a cigar roller.
Please bring
a
gifts.
Cartoon illustrator. What do they call
preferred.
Those? Caricature. Give me whatever you can. Hands are open. Please stop giving.
All right. So you would go and you would bring whatever gift.
Something small. I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. I like listening to rules. You tell me
no,
the
you
rules.
Don't. You don't listen to any rules.
Yeah,
this guy
rules.
Likes listening to rules.
There was something the other day. My wife's like, you're such a... I forget what it was, but it was like, any kind of rules I abide... Oh, I know what it was. We're bringing Sammy to... Picking her up from school. And there's two lanes. And one says buses only.
Okay.
And the other, you're supposed to go... But you have to go further with the non-buses only. And there are no buses there. My wife's like, just go this way. I'm like, no, I'm not going that way. It says buses only.
What it was. Take off the skirt. Go right through the bus lane. Nobody's there.
That does not...
I can't see you doing that.
Yeah, I'm doing
that. I would just plow right through it.
I'm a rule abider. I abide by the rules. I respect authority.
All right.
My dad beat that in. Man, he didn't beat it into me, but he got close.
He drilled it into you. Now, my dad, like, I'm always on time. You know, I definitely do try to show respect. I mean, same principles. But, like, if there's a shortcut, I'm taking it. Sorry, Dad.
All right, so speaking of on time.
Yes.
Hypothetical here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 2:20 movie showing.
Mm. Going to the movies.
What time do you show up?
Well, the stupid, turn off your phone, the 9 promos before you get to the 9. But you got to get the popcorn, the drinks. Although you can pre-order it now on the app, so that's waiting for you. I would 2:20 show... I am walking in. Tickets already bought on the phone. Obviously, scan them. I'd say about 150. Like I'm walking in.
All right, so you're gonna get in that early for 2:20 movie.
Well, I'm thinking about with the kids, which means maybe you go to the bathroom before we sit down, get the popcorn.
But I'm saying it shows the showtime is 2:20.
Yeah, I like to get there. Those with the way. The way the seats recline.
I get it.
I like to spread out. I like to maximize.
So
I love the
if
movies.
If you got there at 2, you're there 20 minutes before the previews even get
going.
Like, I still don't know how the math works. However, every time I do it, and we did it recently for Superman.
Yeah, you went with your wife.
So it's like, all right, 2:20 showing. All right, well, what time do we have to leave the house? Well, let's leave at 2. We'll get there for 2:20. And every time it's like, I got to make sure I'm in my seat before 2:20. And then we get there. And then it's the commercials, like you said, and then the previews start, and it's like the movie doesn't start till 3:00, and I don't know how long I'm going to be in there.
Yeah, but you know who's been popping up lately? Maria Menounos been doing some of those.
I'm all for that.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, it's like she's very involved in that.
I know.
The AMCs, so you get a little Maria Menounos.
We've been going to Cinemark because that's the one in Willowbrook Plaza or whatever.
It's a great one. I go there all the time. It's fantastic.
It's not AMC, though.
No, no, but I'm not AMC. Well, there's also an AMC as well.
Anyway, I wish I could train myself to just say, the showtime says 220. You don't need to get...
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
There until like 2:30, 2:40.
Yeah. One more thing on this, though. Yeah. Like back in the, and I still get there early, as I said. I'm going to walk in around 1:50, 1:55, do what we have to do. Kids go to the bathroom, get the popcorn, get the soda, we'll sit down, blah, blah, okay. But like back in the day, you know, you really waited for these previews. Like, hey, you knew a movie was coming out. Here's the little trailer that they're going to show in the movie theater now. Like, and it's interesting because I'll turn to my kids, or if it's just Jen and I, or Jen and I and the kids, I'll say, hey, this looks, we want to see this. Hey, this looks good, buddy. We'll go see the, hey, kids, this looks good. But it's never like, oh my God, I can't, look, what they, we know this movie's coming out. Like, the movies are just very different than it's ever been. Don't you feel that way?
Yeah, I do feel like that. It's a great experience. I'm not
I still enjoy it, but...
I know. I just... The previews and the movies are forever. All right, last one for you. Would you let Hulk Hogan have sex with your wife?
No.
No, no, wait. That's not... I'm sorry. That's for a different... I think a different show. That's not a real one for you.
God almighty. You know, Jesus.
Well...
Save that for Bubba.
You want it?
Bubba, what are you doing?
Is there any celebrity that you would? I mean, we could answer that. I had that in my notes. I'm sorry I got caught up there. All right, number one. number three, last one for you.
Jesus, get loose around here. Yeah.
How much am I getting paid? All right. Do you let delivery men use your bathroom?
No.
Or like
delivery men?
Yeah, let's say somebody's coming to drop off a washer and dryer.
Oh, I thought you meant like a UP, like a Prime or a UP, like somebody who's actually... yeah, of course. If they're coming in the home and it's obviously too heavy or they have a team, yeah, sure. Like, there's a restroom on the first floor in the basement.
Hoff?
Yeah,
you familiar with this example?
I'm gonna be rude.
I think I regret this, but yes, I did the other day, but I've actually lived to regret that.
Did he stuff it up?
Did he stuff it up? I mean, when someone asked me, hey, do you mind if I use your restroom? Sure, no problem. I don't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
He was in there for 10 minutes.
Did you have toilet paper? It wasn't a Dumb and Dumber situation.
There
wasn't
any left afterwards.
Here's the thing. We've been in this situation plenty of times before, right? It happens. If they ask to use the bathroom, you can't say no, right?
No, I agree. I wouldn't even think about saying no.
But you'd also hope that it was a
little bathroom etiquette. Oh, or number one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in the case of an emergency, what are you supposed to do? I mean,
do you change the tip? After that,
I think so. I think that's a good point. I think that's a fair point. That
okay,
you have to
bring up think about when you like at your lowest moment where you almost couldn't make it to a bathroom.
Yeah,
I mean you got.
I've been there before, man.
What
multiple
did you do?
Times. I mean,
what'd you do? What'd you do? Come on, what did you do? No bathroom, you had it. What did you do? Number two, not one.
I was able to... here's what I did. The worst part was contemplating using the sink or the urinal.
Like in Bridesmaids.
I had no choice. Wait, what do I do? What am I going to do?
Like in Bridesmaids.
Dude, yeah.
You got to go.
I remember I was on the Upper West Side. As a matter of fact, I might have been coming back from the... I was single, living on the city.
Yeah.
Living in the city. I might have been coming back from a movie. All of a sudden, it hit me. I was like, oh, this is a problem. Like,
were you at the movie 30 minutes early?
Ran across the street. Yeah, and like somebody was, I might have been in the movie theater and somebody was, it was occupado.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I looked at the sink, I thought three times, I looked at the urinal, luckily I was able to survive and then.
So you've never gone outside of a bathroom?
I mean, there.
Come
maybe,
on, be honest.
Maybe slight accidents.
I'm not even talking about accidents, huh? I told you once I was coming back from practice with my son, I had to pull in the park. I couldn't make it home.
Where'd you get? Well, where? Like in like
on the concrete,
somebody's
basically.
Yard.
Well, that was a different story. Don't
lot?
Say that story.
No.
I told you that. That was a separate one. You gotta go, dude.
You feel bad for them. You gotta let them use the. You know,
I definitely would.
Yeah.
Now if you knock on my house
and then what? Have your wife.
No. I mean, if you ring my bell, can I? No, you get lost, dude. But or if you just like, I don't know if I'd say, you know, my, and there's, God, there's always five freaking Amazon picks every day. There's five packages at my door. So like, if you're coming in already, I'll let you use it. But I remember one time, funny, Upper West Side too, when I was single and I lived up there. I very rarely get flu shots, but I got one. And it was the first time I got it, and I was going to the Garden. This is what I was doing, Knicks pre and post. It's like mid-2000s. So I was going to the Garden to do my job. And I'm on the 1 or the 9 train, and I'm on the Upper West Side, and I catch the, I get it, I guess I get it at 86th Street, whatever. So my doctor's right where, you know, in the neighborhood. I get the shot. I get on the train. I had an immediate allergic reaction. Dude, I honestly thought I was going to go in the middle of the train, number one. And then number two, I honestly did not think, hand to Bible, I was a step away from jumping down on the tracks and going, I'm not kidding.
When it gets that bad, there's nothing you can do about it. So, Hoff, I think you did the right thing.
Yeah, you did. That's where it is. You did the right thing.
All right, BT and Sal, the family.
Why do I feel bad about it?
It's an uncomfortable situation. Nobody wants somebody else using their bathroom. You know,
no, you don't. And the worst thing is, like, when you're going, you know, that version of numerically, and you feel like you're not done, you can't leave the bathroom. Like, you got
now you can't leave.
And imagine his feeling. You're worried about you selfish SOB. You're worried about you. What about his feeling? He's like, oh, my God.
I'm
like,
embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm in their bathroom. They know what's going on for 10 minutes. Like, you could run the water. You could pretend. But we all know what's happening in there.
Exactly. Do you leave a match, like a book of matches for him, at least?
Do you tell your wife? Is the question.
Yeah, of course, because bathroom needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, guess who cleaned it, by the way?
You did?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, she was like,
what? Afterward? I mean, that is tremendous. During it, you're probably like, what the hell is going on in here?
Well, the other guy was there. There was two guys, right?
So that's even more awkward.
I'm talking to the other guy, and he's like fixing the washer machine. Uh-huh. And I'm like, where's your buddy?
And you... They're high-fiving and laughing about it on the way
home. Meanwhile, they're robbing you blind. Yeah, he's planting a bug in there. He's going to rob you blind, God forbid. That's what he was really doing.
We'll come back, get back to the sports. So no Soto in the lineup today after getting hit last night with a foul ball on the foot.
I thought he was going to play. All right.
Yeah, I just finally remember day game after a night game, too. It'll be Nimmo Vientos in there, number two. Fitting. Number two there, Vientos. Lindor, third hole, and then Alonzo, McNeil, Alvarez, Mauricio, Beatty, and Taylor with Clay Holmes on the mound as the Mets look to avoid the sweep. Also, some trades are happening here. Andrew Chafin got traded from the Nationals to the Angels, so little things are starting to happen here a little bit, BT. We'll keep you updated on everything. Oh, here's the one that I wanted to mention. Mark Feinsand tweeted. Hoff told me about this one before.
Okay.
This is a big one.
I like Feinsand. Go ahead.
Yeah. The Guardians are trying to move. This is the quote. Trying to move both Stephen Kwan and Shane Bieber. Bieber made his fourth rehab start on Tuesday, striking out 7 with no walks in 4 innings. He's returning from Tommy John that he had in April of last year. Has a $16 million player option with a buyout for 2026.
Kwan, for 2026, not even 2025.
For next, this is 2025.
So am I saying?
So for next year, there's a buyout for $4 million, but a $16 million player option. Now that would be a big boy move. I don't know if the Mets could pull that one off.
Be attractive. I mean, it would satisfy a lot of needs there.
Could the Yankees? I mean,
what would you have to give up?
Again, if you're talking about, they're trying to move Kwan and Bieber, maybe do a package. For those two, I mean, that's very tempting of going all in. Like, for me, the untouchable for the Yankees would be Lombard. Mm-hmm. Untouchable for the Mets would be Mauricio. Anybody else, and I think that's fair. Is it not fair to say one guy on top
of me, one of your young, and they'll know, the best young pitcher to me is more of an untouchable than Mauricio.
Yeah,
I like Mauricio.
I would not, because there's multiple, so I don't know which one's going to be good. Pick one. I'm not giving up Mauricio. That's just me.
Yep.
Lombard for the Yankees would be my one for the Yanks, one for the Mets. Anybody else, you can have for the package of Kwan and Bieber. All right.